V'zehu, Rav Nosson says, now you'll understand the wording in the Gemara, where the Gemara says, kol ha-doichek es ha-shor, anybody who pushes the time, he tries to push the time to try to make the time go faster. This thing is supposed to come in a week. No, 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 I need it now. I have to have it now. I can't wait. Any person does that, ha-shor doich kesoy, the time pushes him. You can't wait a week, you'll wait 2 weeks. You'll wait a year, chas v'shon. V'chol ha-nidche mepnei ha-shor, ha-shor nidches miponov. And the Gemara says, any person who does the opposite, he doesn't force the issue, he doesn't try to get something before its right time, then the time comes towards him. Ki kol ma shenimshach achrazman beyoyser, v'doichek es ha-shor, because the more a person is focusing on time, what do you mean? I need it now. What do you mean? I can't wait. The more he's in that mode, he's attaching himself more and more to time and place. And he's distancing himself more and more from spirituality, from Hashem, who is above time and above space. And as a result of that, he distances himself from the source of all sustenance. And therefore, the hour pushes him away. That's the wording in the Gemara. You're doichek the shor pushes you away. The hour, time pushes you away. Rav Nosson Zal says, hashor daiko, look at the wording in the Gemara. The time itself pushes you away. Because of the fact that this person was focusing on the time, because the person was saying, what do you mean tomorrow? I can't wait till tomorrow. Today, now, today, that kind of thing. And therefore, that's why he has more pressure. Because by doing that, the parnosa gets pushed to a later hour, to a further place. Because he was focusing on time and place, I need it now, I want it here, that kind of thing. Because therefore, Rachman Otzon, his parnosa gets delayed. The time is further away and the place is further away. Dehainu al yedei yegiois atzumois lemekoimois rechoikim, through major efforts and having to travel to further and further places. Ubehemshech zman harbe, and taking a longer and longer time. Aval hanitche mepni hashor umamin shakol meshem izborach, whereas a person who has the opposite attitude and he believes that everything is from Hashem. And when the right time comes, I'll get my parnosa easily, without any insanity, without craziness. Then that person is better connected and is deeply connected to that spirituality, that level above time and place. And therefore, the hour steps aside for him. That this thing was supposed to come 9 o'clock, suddenly there's a cancellation and it comes 7 o'clock, comes 2 hours before. Something that supposedly should have taken a week, suddenly there's a change, there was a cancellation, we're ready for you right now. Because through that attitude, through his faith and trust in Hashem, he zoicha to shrink the time and to shrink the place. And Hashem sends that person his parnosa in a shorter time. It takes him less time to make that the money and closer to him. Because this person is close and connected to the level above time and place. And therefore, this person does not need major struggle for parnosa. ki ikra hayegiyos nimshocha mebchinas mokoy muzman, because the main effort and struggle involved in parnosa is because of timing and location. If usually everybody knows you come at the right time or you come to the right place, boom, it takes 2 seconds. Go to a bank, and one bank you have to wait online 3 hours, or they make you 3 weeks wait for the mortgage. Going to the other branch, I went to the other branch, the guy gave it to me right on the spot. How could that be? This bank is Florida bad, this bank is Florida bad. How could it be? The answer is there's mokoim, because in this physical world, the shefa, the parnosa, manifests itself in mokoim and zman. But the more that a person's feet are not on the ground, the more a person's plugged into Hashem, the more a person really, really believes in Hashem. Again, it's not that he's lazy. He's not lazy at all. He gets up before all the guys who get up to work, they say, these guys sitting in yeshiva, sure, they get up 10 o'clock. Not, we're talking about the guys who get up at midnight or who get up, you know, before when it's still dark outside. So it's not a matter of laziness. A person who's pumping iron, as they say, a person who's working very hard to serve Hashem, to do chesed, to study Torah, tefillah, even to do whatever effort he has to put in for the parnosa, but minimal. His faith is in Hashem. His faith is purely in Hashem, and he'll never run for a train to go to work. He'll never do anything. There are certain things that he will never do for parnosa, that he will do for a mitzvah. For a mitzvah, he'll sweat a parnosa? No, thank you. Oh, you know, plus effort, yes. But the parnosa is going to come from Hashem, not because I'm going to make myself crazy or because I'm going to make other people crazy, chas v'shalom. If the person would have real serious trust in Hashem, the person would not have to put in any effort at all for the sake of parnosa. Because the main reason why most of us have to do something for the sake of parnosa is kedei lasos tzinor ukli lekabel hashef hayored lamala, in order to create a pipe and a vessel into which to receive that shefa that's coming from above. Vim hayoloi bitochin chazok, whereas if a person had real, real powerful bitochin, hayoisa hakli vatzinor al yedei bitochin biatzmoi, the bitochin itself is enough of a kli. Person wouldn't have to do any physical effort at all. If a person's trust in Hashem was really perfected, he wouldn't have to do any effort at all. The bitochin is the keli. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 76 in the first half of Likutei Moharan. Like we find, for example, the Baal Shem Tov HaKodosh, it's written about the Baal Shem Tov that every single night before he went to sleep, he would empty his pockets. He would give away all of his money. Why? Because I don't need it. Hashem, you know, the bank, there are banks that are closed on Sunday, closed on Friday, closed on so I have to make sure on Friday that I have enough for till Monday, because I can't go to the bank tomorrow. But my bank don't close ever. My bank is always up, always available. My bank is Hashem. So I don't have to have anything left over. I don't have to plan nothing. Hashem is always in business. He's always open for business, cranking out those $100 bills, those euros, what do they call it in South Africa? Those rands. So Hashem, and again, we see today even that there are hundreds of thousands of people who are doing minimum, very minimum, for the sake of parnosa. Both within the Kedusha, within the framework of Kedusha, there are people sitting and studying Torah day and night, and there are other people who are on unemployment, in quotes, and Baruch Hashem, they're all eating, drinking, sleeping, they're inside. 99% of them are not homeless. They're in a house, they have refrigerators, some of them have cars, some of them have boats, some of them have all kinds of stuff, period.